kind of things too. So, you know, he and she did the letter, and then he did this. And even though he was a tool in both of them, but in this one, I like what you said earlier. He didn't overplay it.
Mm-mm. Not even. And it's so hard for me to. He's such a good actor. I cannot imagine him as a villain.
He was a sociopath. It was, girl, it was good.
Wow.
It was good.
I've got to see that.
Yeah, if we remember what it was. But yeah, if you know what it was, you can tell us. See, if I say something, he kept doing something with a light fixture. That's sad. Okay, I don't remember what it was. But there was a plot device. He was doing something with this light fixture. And it had something to do with his murders and stuff. Girl, it was so... I would look at it again. Because you're right. You're like, this is Herbert Marshall? He was a cold-blooded... And, you know, back then, they didn't show people the blood and all that. But you know he killed to cover his tracks, and then he was spurned or something like that. But it was like a total turn for him, his, you know, the characters he always played. But anyway, did you expect... Let's go back to the sister-in-law. Because she was a former beauty, because she had become invisible. Like,
yes. Like marginalized.
So, yeah, totally. Thank you. That's the perfect word, marginalized.
Yes.
And really, the man probably didn't lay a hand on... Well, didn't he slap her?
He did slap her.
So he was abusive in every sense of the word. Psychological abuse, physical abuse. And if you miss it, if you don't pay attention, he married her for her money. Remember that?
He did.
Yeah.
He absolutely did.
He never
did.
Loved
her.
Right. He never loved her.
So true.
And that character, she almost had me in tears, you know, because... Yeah. So that actress who played that, I'm sorry, I don't remember her name. But like, again, her character versus... So, and she would be talking, and people would just... And nobody would pay attention to her. She'd start remembering the good old days, how she... And it just... And so that's, to me... I heard somebody, the lady who wrote 50 Shades of Grey, she was on Wendy Williams one time, and Wendy Williams asked her, well, you wrote 50 Shades, aren't you so famous and everybody recognizes you? And she said, no, she said, I'm an over 50-year-old, overweight white woman. She said, I'm invisible. And I was like, I almost had to stop. I had to stop myself from getting a razor blade. I'm like, so that's what happens when you are an overweight, yeah, middle-aged woman in America. You're freaking invisible. And I'm like, yeah, damn.
Yeah.
And so when I saw this movie, that was, you know, way before that, that was this woman. But because her husband had did that to her. But I'm like, is this what we're doing to women in society as well? Like, you hit a certain number and you just expired. Put you on the shelf.
Yeah.
But look at Regina. Because Regina and that woman, Betty Davis character, they weren't that far apart, but you were not going to put her on no shelf.
No way. No way. Because this woman had power, and she was going to get it. She was going to have
it. And use it,
and
honey.
She was not going to be...
And she was going to kill
it. It's like, you know how nobody puts baby in a corner?
Right.
Oh, no. She wasn't going to be put in any corner. Mm-hmm. She was not. I mean, in fact, she talked about... She had these plans. She was going to go to Chicago, like up north of all places. Mm-hmm. And start over again. Mm-hmm. And she wanted her daughter to go with her. And then you're going to find out what her daughter thinks about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, these two movies are must-see movies. Watch them. Let us know what you think about these movies. If you have a different opinion than we do,
yeah, please let us know.
Yeah, we want to know what you think, but we want people to understand that there is such wealth, there's riches of movies out there that need to be appreciated and valued, and it doesn't matter how old you are, because they are, the messages in these movies are timeless.
Right.
They translate, they're so well done, it doesn't matter like when they were made and the fact that they're black and white.
Right.
Because you are seeing some of the best acting, the best scripts, and the best writing. You're seeing all these things, and the stories are so compelling. You will get a profound message out of each one.
Right.
And you'll be left with indelible pictures that you're going to just, again and again, you're going to be thinking about what you saw in the movie. it stays with you.
Right.
It doesn't leave you. And I think when you see these things, it causes you to re-examine yourself. And,
yes.
And I'm
yes,
hoping
I love it.
It's made me maybe a better person for having watched these, because
yes.
Some of them are like, you know, the word, a cautionary tale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what some of these characters are portraying when you see them.
Right.
And I have to say that before I had started discussing these movies with Moya, I'd maybe seen one, maybe two Bette Davis movies, but they were from like when I was a kid, you
right.
know, and I saw like some of her later works, but did not realize that this was an actress who could play such an amazing range. And each character is so different. It's not
right.
the same person playing the same.
No.
It is not. Each
no.
She transforms. And
right.
and when you see this, you will be amazed at how it's they're totally different.
Right.
And so I was going to say, Moya, do you have anything else that you would like to add about what you thought about these movies that that our listeners, viewers would really like to take away from this?
Again, I think... Excuse me. You know, I don't. These some movies are women movies, like The Women. That is a woman's movie. Even though you have Bette Davis as such a strong female character, Mr. Skeffington, and the Little Foxes, they are men and women. Especially if you're in a relationship, you should both sit down and look at them. Me, my husband, yeah. and I, we may have. Sat down and looked at maybe Mr. Skeffington. May I have to ask him? But please, and no matter where you are in your relationship, sit down and look at these movies together, because you have two totally different relationships going on. But each one are so doomed and have so much going against them because. People won't get outside of themselves. Well, mainly Bette Davis's character is so selfish, so self-centered. And like I said, sounds like the same lady. That's not the same chick.
It is
not. It's two totally different chicks, man. But I will say it is a woman's learning tool. Because if you are in a relationship or want to be in a relationship and you have not been successful in relationships, look at these. You're going to identify with one or the other. And if you don't see yourself, even if you could be a very nice person, you're going to see something of yourself.
Yes.
And either the sister-in-law, Maddie, that might be a real name, Maddie, the lady who played. But anyway, the sister-in-law on Little Foxes, Regina or Teresa Wright, because, you know, we kind of, failed to mention this, that's another female character, because and it shows the dynamic with parents and kids. And when mom and dad don't mind the kids or try to helicopter and try to manipulate and control kids, you're just pushing them away.
Yeah.
And Regina and Teresa Wright's character couldn't be more different. And the jealousy between Regina over her relationship with the dad. So if you're a mother, you will see, and if you're doing
yes.
that, and if you're a milquetoast dad, and even though Herb and Marsha was sickly, but if still, if you're a dad who just sits back and lets it happen to you, well, here you go. You got the woman ruling the roost, and that's not right. Y'all should be doing it together. So, yes, Georgia, I think it should be in these women's studies on these campuses. You should be made to watch those. Y'all should look at these.
Couldn't agree with you more, because when you see the interplay and the contrast that these characters have, and you're going to see maybe a couple of things that are similar. I mean, neither one of these two characters, neither Fanny nor Regina could ever be accused of being Mother of the Year.
Right.
No, they certainly couldn't.
Right.
But you will become amazed at how totally different they are, but yet the relationships, they've got daughters, and how the mother-daughter relationship happens to evolve with both of these characters.
Right.
And powerful stuff. So I strongly encourage you to watch these movies and enjoy
Yes, yes. And pay attention. I'm telling you, you can't, you have to pay attention. I mean, don't get distracted. If you record it, please pause it. If it's on live and you can't DVR it or pause it or whatever, I mean, don't look at it. Just record it and look at it later. But please pay attention. Georgia, thank you so much. This is a dream come true. This is crazy. It's Christmas time, and this is our gift to each other and to you, hopefully. I hope it's not a lump of coal in your stocking. Well, we had fun. I don't know about y'all. We enjoyed ourselves. That's all that counts. Thank you for watching the Black and White Movie Review. I'm Moya Jackson.
I'm Georgia Dixon.
And please comment under the comment section. And we look forward to seeing you. We have no idea what our next movie is going to be.
Yeah.
I want to tune in and see. Yeah, I want all of them to be Bette Davis, but it won't. But yes, thank you so much. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours. That's it.
Yay, it's a wrap.
All right, cut.